Welcome to Hey Julie here on julieland.com. My guest today is a sex educator and also the founder of the Erotic University here in Los Angeles. His name is Jeff Booth. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I am doing great.
Excellent. Now tell me about this Erotic University.
Well, we started out a couple of years ago creating a campus in Los Angeles where we could teach people about sex.
Now, and it's a real place.
It's a real honest-to-gosh place.
Okay.
It's a huge place. It's a, we take a 30,000-square-foot facility, and we sort of, when we do our classes, have the run of the place.
Wow.
It's normally used as a studio.
Okay.
And so they have all these sets. So if we want to teach a class on bondage and discipline, they have a dungeon set. So we could teach a class in there.
Perfect.
We have a regular classroom set that looks like kind of an old-fashioned 1950s classroom, and we can teach in there. And we've got all these wonderful environments to kind of play in and learn in.
Now, it doesn't sound – when I think of a university, it sounds very academic and sterile, and it doesn't sound like that at all when you describe a bondage class in a dungeon.
Well, that's why it's an erotic university.
Okay.
So we kind of make it a little more fun, but also with the same level of discipline and teaching really quality information.
Okay.
And intelligent information.
Oh, excellent. And what kind of people come to the university?
I think our main demographic is probably early 30s.
Okay.
But it depends on the classes. It goes across the map.
Okay.
And we get – some of the classes we do are just for couples, and we generally get probably couples in it. It seems like in their 30s, that's when couples want to start exploring different aspects of sexuality and discovering new things.
And is it – do you think it's not really couples in trouble relationship-wise, right? They're just more enhancing.
Yeah, when you've been together for a while, you've kind of done the basics. And what more is there? And you want to explore. And that's when people usually start getting into toys.
Okay.
And they start exploring with games. And they start looking at other opportunities. So one of the things we do for those couples is we have made arrangements for a hotel in the Palm Springs area. We take it over, and we do weekend-long retreats for couples. And there's a class on toys, and we come out, and you know, we have tons of toys, and people get to actually touch them, put them in their hands, and see what they're like.
Right.
We do a class on games. It's clothing optional, so we teach little people about what the clothing optional issues are about.
And the lifestyle.
And the wonderful thing about that is it helps you to become more comfortable with your body and learn that not everybody looks the same and not everybody has these absolutely perfect bodies. There's a lot of variety.
Right.
And so we want to teach people to be comfortable in their bodies, because when you're comfortable in your body, it's easier to become aroused. It's better for your sex life. And then if people want to stay in the evening, we also have an option for couples. And these are committed couples, couples only, where they can experiment sexually having sex in front of other couples.
Oh, wow. So it goes that far.
Seeing other couples having sex. And that's an amazing thing. It kind of we mystify sexuality so much.
Absolutely.
And there really is something amazing about being in an environment, seeing other people having sex, and having sex yourself. It changes you in a way. I think it makes you more comfortable with sex.
Absolutely.
And the bottom line is to get more comfortable with your sexuality, because you'll enjoy it more.
Oh, that's a great concept. Being on adult sets, you definitely notice that, because people that are new are totally just like, you can see them in shock and awe and their mouths hanging open when everybody's just walking around naked with no problems, you know. But by the end of the day, it's just work. You know, like the new lighting guy, by the end of the day, he's like, oh my God, are we done? Because it's time to go home, and he's no longer like shocked and amazed, you know.
Right. And in this kind of environment, at the end of the day, it's just fun.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. That's great. Give me some more classes that are actually at the university.
Well, one of the problems that people have is that they can't come to the university.
Okay.
And an amazing number of people will not come to a live sex class. They, you know, they're afraid to be seen by other people.
Oh, I totally see that would be a huge barrier to most people, I would think, actually.
So what we've done for those people, and this is a project that took over a year's worth of work, is we created a virtual campus.
Oh, my.
So we envisioned, what if there really were a full university, a full-size university with all the different departments on a big campus.
Right.
And what would that be like? And then we use 3D software. I think we use about 25 different software programs.
Oh, man.
There's hundreds of thousands of lines of code. We used close to 2,000 3D objects.
This is a huge undertaking.
It's huge to create this kind of interactive learning experience. And so while we have these little classroom modules where you can go in and take a class, and it's very structured, take a test and get credit for it. And there's a lab that's interactive. like for our basic female anatomy class.
Okay.
There's a little lab that you go in and you see, you know, there's the female genitalia there.
Right.
But there's different sliders for the different parts. And by clicking on those sliders, you change the shape of the labia majora and the labia minora and the clitoris and the different arrangements.
And so
you can see interactively how different all the different anatomical differences are from, because a lot of, especially young women, they don't know if they're normal.
How many people haven't even looked at their own pussy, if you will?
And that's an assignment in the class.
I was going to say, is that part of the lab? Is just go take a look at it.
Absolutely.
Know? Get in touch.
Absolutely.
Would
you? And so we have, you know, classes that have these very interactive kind of lab portions, but we also wanted the campus to be a fun exploratory environment.
Right.
So as you move around the campus, there's all sorts of things to look at and explore. There's a campus library that right now has over 100 ebooks in it, classics of erotic literature, complete books.
Right.
Really rare books, like we compiled the body writings of Mark Twain, which most people have never even heard of.
No.
And so we have a lot of really rare and unusual things, and you know, all the classics
of
erotica, and just amazing stuff. If you go to the student union, you can go to the student pub. And we have Marie as our bartender.
Right.
And she, well, there's a book on the bar that has all the different sexy drinks. And so you can click on the book and page through it and see all the drinks.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you can also talk to Marie. You can type in and talk to her because she's powered by an artificial intelligence engine.
That is unbelievable.
And she learns about sex. So you can talk with her about sex or about, you know, a lot of other
things. Like you would any bartender.
Yeah. So it's a tremendous amount of technology has gone into
this. This is so much fun. How do I find it, this virtual university?
You go to eroticuniversity.com.
Eroticuniversity.com. Now, when I'm getting credits and all of this, what am I getting credits towards? What's the culmination of all of my studies? Do you give certificates or?
Well, we're working on different types of you know, masters of sexology degrees. Now, these are obviously not going to apply for an actual university.
Right.
But people will be able to get a nice plaque to put on their wall and show people off that they are now sexual experts.
I love it. I'm going to attend, I'll tell you that. Now, I also saw that one of the things that you talk about is a little bit about the adult industry and maybe getting into it. Do you have classes that specific?
We do both live classes and both in the virtual campus.
About the adult industry.
And we have a job center on the virtual campus.
Oh, wow.
But it links to, you know, real job sites. It gives you real career information. So, you know, here's some information I need to know if I want this career in the adult industry.
Oh, wow.
And it's everything from performance to, you know, as you know, there's a lot of people who work behind
support.
The scenes who aren't actually having to take their clothes off.
Right.
And tells you a little bit about that. And of course, the realism about, you know, realistically what it involves to actually have to take your clothes off for the camera.
And what do you specifically teach? Are you a professor there? Do you have one of your own classes that you give?
There's a few classes that I and my wife together teach. We teach the Swinging 101 class.
And how often is that in Palm Springs?
We'll probably do that every couple of months.
Oh, that's great. So
it's very popular.
People really want to know about it.
Couple
months. And that's also at the Erotic University, or no, eroticuniversity.com.
Yeah, we do it at both.
Okay.
So we do it at the Palm Springs and we do it locally.
Great.
And we also teach a toy class.
Do you have sex in front of people? Have you done that yourself?
Boy, there's few things I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
Because I feel, as an educator, you need to know what's, it's kind of like a mountain climber who's, you know, never gone up into the mountains.
Exactly.
You really need to be an expert on stuff. So I've tried things, haven't liked everything.
Right.
Liked
which is
most
okay.
of it. I've liked most of it.
You give it a try, though.
And so, yeah, we've done everything, you know, the BDSM. And my wife is more exploratory than I am. I'm almost a prude compared to her because she's the wild girl.
Really? And how do you feel about that? Is it exciting for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like every man's fantasy. You've got a bisexual wife who's willing to try virtually everything. That's
right.
I mean, what? How does it get better than that?
That sounds pretty awesome, actually.
And she's wonderful and beautiful and smart and, you know, pretty much everything a guy could want.
Very nice. You know, I've been noticing, I'm going to just a little more serious because it's not just all about the fun, right? I mean, there's the BDSM and the toys and all of that, but also things like safe sex and teaching your children about sex and things like that. Are those kind of topics also covered?
We certainly have covered the safe sex issues because obviously those are important. Those get covered, you know, in a lot of different classes that gets covered.
Sure.
Teaching your kids about sex, we haven't really covered, and we sort of stay away from, you know, those kinds of issues just because they're controversial.
Right.
And you can get into trouble. I mean, there are people who have been arrested for providing their children with condoms. I mean, it's insane.
No, it is. It is because I've been reading a lot about this issue right now about whether teaching abstinence or, you know, the choices. And if you can't, can you teach about it in your own home? Are you really, can you get in trouble?
Do you have a constitutional right to teach your children about sex in the privacy of your home? No, that has not been established. Amazing as that seems.
I didn't know that, and I am shocked. That is amazing.
If you were to use, you know, show pictures, you know, of people having sex, that even drawings could create a problem. We don't know. The law has never been defined.
Because you could be contributing to the delinquency of a minor, right? Possibly, is that one of the things they would say?
In the smaller town, well, in a lot of areas, kids should be completely ignorant about sex. And as long as they've got an education, abstinence-only education in the school, they will remain completely ignorant about sex.
Right.
There's an article, if you go to the eroticuniversity.com website, right there on the front page, it'll go to our article section.
Right.
And we have a big expose about what they're teaching kids in
the
schools now. And it's misinformation, pseudoscience, make them afraid of sex. When that little slip, whether you want to have your kids have sex education in the schools comes in, just say no. Because if you have abstinence-only education, your kids are going to learn misinformation. Teach them yourself. It's very important.
That's what I read that. And then, you know, there's one in Newsweek. I mean, it's a big deal right now, it seems to be coming up.
It's a huge deal. And it's abominable what they're teaching these kids.
So what do you think will happen when we have this group of people growing up with no knowledge of sex, but yet at the same time, the access to sex on the internet and on TV, and it's everywhere. What is that combination going to do?
Well, one of the good things is that a lot of people have ignored their bad sex education and sought out information elsewhere. The great thing about the internet is that you can learn information about sex there in a way that was never possible before. And that's diffusing some of the damage that abstinence-only education is doing.
Right.
On the negative side, all those negative messages those kids are getting, and they're now, I mean, it's been long enough that those are kids going into their adulthood.
Right, exactly.
We're seeing a rise in people who are having to go to sex therapists. We're seeing a rise in sexual dysfunction. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a rise in all sorts of problems because you can't tell people sex is bad. You will die. You will get a disease. And then wait until you're married
and
on
then
your
it'll
wedding
be happy
night,
and lovely
and all of a sudden,
best sex ever.
Yeah, they throw all that thinking out. And what people who actually go for that are having rough experiences.
Right.
And we know there's people who sign these abstinence pledges. They tend to maybe be abstinent a little longer, but then they don't use birth control or condoms when they do have sex. So it's actually even worse.
Oh, that's amazing to me. So what about sex before being married? I mean, I know there's so many morals and ethics. That's always been interesting to me, being in the adult industry and doing movies and thinking of myself as a moral person, but yet other people look at me as very immoral because of my career choices, you know? So there's so many lines when it comes to sexuality. But sex before marriage, good idea, bad idea?
Excellent question and an area where I'm really opinionated about.
Oh, good. Well, tell me your opinion about that.
And we have to, historically, you know, when you go back historically, probably for the larger period of human history, you didn't get married until you had sex and got pregnant because nobody's going to marry somebody who couldn't prove they were fertile.
Oh, right.
So our longer history was just the opposite.
Well, and also people were getting married at 14.
And people were getting married at 14. So our contemporary knowledge of how sex should be done is very, very modern. That's very recent. That was, even the modern notion of marriage is very recent. That's
right.
You know, marriages historically were arranged. And you had mistresses on the side. That was, for most of humanity and most of history, that's the way it's been
done.
A good story, I think, was my wedding night.
Okay.
And my wife and I had, we got married on the 5th anniversary of our first date.
Oh, cute.
And, of course, we'd had a lot of sex.
Right.
And we were getting pretty good at it because we practice.
Right. Practice makes perfect.
On that, the one thing I wish we'd known about on that was lube. Wish we'd known about that because we got a little sore.
Yes.
But we had some of the best sex we'd ever had. It was amazing. We wouldn't have had that experience if we were trying to have sex for the first time. We would have fumbled. Nobody's
right,
good
been
the
five
first
years
time.
back.
In fact, maybe it's better to have somebody you don't even care that much about the first time. So you say, okay, there you go. You got to know what you're doing.
Absolutely. It just seems to create, and I don't want to offend anybody's religions or belief systems, but really, I mean, going into marriage a virgin just seems like you're adding so much more to already a difficult situation, learning to be married and learning to live with somebody and then learning to have sex on top of all of that.
Well, there's another important factor, and what happens is that sexuality is a very complex thing, and it's mm-hmm. based on a lot of different factors. There's something we call chemistry.
Right.
But there actually is – there's pheromonic chemistry. There's psychological chemistry. There's all sorts of things going on. And having had sex with a lot of different people and you know, having been involved in swinging and getting to experiment, there are some times when you've known somebody for a while. You really like them. They are so sexy. And then when you have sex with them, it's –
How about that?
That wasn't much.
Right.
And compatibility and sexuality is an important part of compatibility. Absolutely. And you just may not have that with that person. So you risk, you know, spending
finding
your lifetime
out.
Or however long it takes before the averages of divorce catch up with you, that this just isn't a good sexual experience for you. And sex is really important in bonding. It's really, really important in marriage.
Yes.
And when it's not good, as it is in a lot of marriages, it's going to be hard to keep that marriage together.
It affects everything else in the marriage. I'm also amazed at how many letters I get from virgins who wanted to wait until they were married, but then they find themselves in their 30s not married. People
That's
are getting married later and late. And it is. And now they're so intimidated by the fact that they're a virgin that it's just so overwhelming. It's too big of a step now.
Yeah, and that movie was so funny, but that really happens for people.
Absolutely. I'm shocked at how many 30 to 40-year-old virgins I know personally.
Yeah, and people are waiting longer to get married. And when you think, you become sexually ready, early teens, if not before, and you're waiting, that's a long time to go. And for men,
15 years to be sexually frustrated.
Yeah.
No wonder they're miserable.
And it does create psychological problems. And telling yourself no, I mean, our bodies are designed in times of crisis to go without sex, but it shuts down your sex drive. And there isn't a key you put in the ignition and suddenly get it going again.
Right.
It can be difficult. And a lot of guys have impotence problems and all sorts of problems.
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem issues.
Absolutely.
Trying to get it going again.
The one thing that I would say all of those people that I know have in common is they're not happy about it. They feel – they do. They feel kind of cheated that they were taught young that they had to wait. And now they've missed out. They lost one of them. It was cute. He actually emailed me right after he lost his virginity because he wanted me to know. He's like, "Oh my God, what was I doing? What did I miss? I've got so much ground to cover now," because all of a sudden he's like excited about it, and he was mad.
I'd be mad too.
Me too. Holy cow. All right. So it's the Erotic University. What's coming up? Any big plans for the new year, 2006?
Yes. We'll be shooting a lot of the classes on video and creating DVDs that also that will include an interactive class and a video class.
So
kind of multi-purpose.
Excellent. Oh, that's exciting. Nate, tell me some of the professors or the people giving the classes, some names that I might know.
I should have had all these head memorized.
Did I throw you a curve on that one?
It threw me because when I have names in my head, and then when you try to think of them, they go, there they went.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you think is the best selling, I don't want to say selling, but the most popular class?
Pole dancing has been very, very popular.
We were just talking about that before you got here.
The facility is great because they have a whole nightclub there.
Oh.
It's a whole nightclub set with dance poles. I think there's six dance poles now. And the people, the women, and we get all kinds of women. It's a women's only class.
Right.
And all kinds of women take that class, where there's professional dancers, And they actually had to split up our classes from the professionals and the different levels because right. it was starting to get so many different levels. But just women who just, it's a self-esteem thing. They just wanted to feel sexier and it's a great workout. And a lot of women were enjoying kind of a female bonding time and you could hang out with other women.
I also saw on your website, take a class while you're on vacation. It talks about if you're coming to L.A.,
LA is a very sexy place. Mm-hmm. You got the great weather. You got the and there's lots. I mean, we've got an erotic museum in LA now.
How much is that going to cost if I wanted just to a class here and there, or is it a program that I join?
Oh, the classes are very inexpensive. Probably the average class is $25 to $30.
Oh, that's great.
So, and it's like a 2 to 3 hour class, so it's very very reasonable.
So if you're coming to LA on vacation, why not get a taste of erotica while you're at it?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. And how often do you hold classes?
It's been a little more sporadic while we were finishing up the virtual campus
right,
because we had like teams of people working around the clock.
Right.
it was insane how much effort that was. But coming in January, we will be doing classes on a fairly regular basis. So there'll be, you know, multiple classes every month.
And the schedules will be up on eroticuniversity.com. And there's also a place there that if you want to give a seminar, if you think that, you know, you have something to contribute, you can be a part of the Erotic University.
We're always looking for good teachers.
Excellent. Oh, Jeff, thank you so much. I can't wait. I have to tell you, I did a lot of research on it on your site. I was flipping through, you know, and the virtual university is really, really cool. I will be.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I will be visiting it often. And you should, too. Learn something about sex. Empower yourself, you know?
It's good for you.
It is good for you. It's healthy. It's fun. Jeff, thank you so much. And that's Hey Julie here on JulieLand.com.